Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Nakiso Network here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And oh my goodness, look who is in the studio. Look who I bumped into in the hallways, Mr. Ronaldo Hardy.
I am so happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here too. And congrats on a super successful Nakiso. I mean, we were talking before the recording that I've been talking to a lot of people here, obviously. That's what I do. But they're just glowing reviews all the way around. So congrats on that. Well
done,
sir. Thank
you. I'm really happy to hear that. You know, it was my first one. It's so interesting to... I had to tell the new attendees, I'm like, I'm a first-time attendee just like you, right? So we'll all find out
exactly
how it's going to go. I mean, I knew what we prepared.
Yeah.
But it was very interesting for me to see it executed. And I'm so glad that so many people had a great time
Indeed.
Being part of the experience.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you can see, I mean, there's still tons of people here.
Right.
We just got out of the next big idea competition.
Yes.
How did that, I mean, that was a huge success
as well.
It was
phenomenal.
Yeah.
We had a phenomenal winner, KSAP won,
yeah.
And they had to be a really good solution around fraud disputes. I mean, what I love about coming to something like this and really engaging the entrepreneurial ecosystem, you have, you know, everything here from CUSOs to fintechs, you know, credit union service partners, credit unions, because none of this happens without them represented. But to see ideas emerge around pain points that we all experience, some that we might even find to be boring, if you will. That's fraud disputes? You found a way to innovate that?
Yeah,
but
thank you.
Really did. Exactly.
Because I experienced what he described, I experienced 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he was in, I interviewed him and said, oh my gosh, that just happened to me 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
So
I think that solution is going to be a game changer.
I think so too.
And I think we're going to see a lot of credit unions adopting
I think solution. So. He has a lot of fans in that room already.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Can't wait to get it out there. So any highlights that you want to share? Anything like, I know it's kind of like choosing your favorite kid, but anything that stand out? I mean, Barry Sanders as the opening keynote. Are you kidding me?
I mean, you can't like not love him. I think that he has such a humble personality, very calm disposition. It was great to meet him in person and see that and how he navigated his life story. So I thought that was dynamic. It was exciting for us, you know, to roll out our vision. I've been waiting to do that. So
yeah, share with me a little bit. I mean, give somebody, you know, for the folks that weren't here, the one or two people that weren't here, Ronaldo, share with me a little bit about your vision.
Yeah, so we have a vision of fueling the future of finance through innovation and collaboration, and that is a bold step forward for us. I know that we've been doing innovation and collaboration, but the way in which we execute that is going to evolve, and we've outlined three strategic priorities to help us to deliver on that. So, and they are to cultivate collaboration, inspire innovation, and strengthen sustainability. So we believe that cultivating collaboration is important, you know, inspiring our innovation. We have to have this, and our movement must be sustainable. When we think about our approach to that, now there are a plethora of different tactics that you'll have to watch us roll out, and we were able to introduce that in our meeting or in our conference here.
Yeah.
But when we kind of look at why we're doing that or the approach to making that happen, we believe that we are going to cultivate collaboration to inspire innovation that scales solutions, advancing credit unions all the way to changing lives.
Mm-hmm.
And what I loved, one of the presenters in Next Big Idea competition, I think it was Debbie, she talked about purpose-filled technology even.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are so many ways in which we're inspiring innovation, and it's not just technology. I think that we have to understand there are so many solutions here that have nothing to do with technology. So sometimes we can get pigeonholed in our thoughts around what is innovation, right? Innovation really is moving something forward in a different way, if you think about it, right? So we're trying to make sure that as we do feel we are stewarding the entrepreneurial ecosystem of the credit union industry, that we are doing that well. And that we also build an environment for collaboration by creating this space where all facets of the industry can come together, credit unions, QSOs, fintechs, service partners. We even have association leadership here. We bring all facets together and we remove the walls. So we pull all the walls down so that there's an equal playing field in the collaboration to generate the best
ideas. That's what we need to fuel more innovation.
Absolutely.
Sure. And I've heard so many stories about, obviously the QSOs want to work with the credit unions that are here, but a lot of the QSOs are working together to help a credit on a specific need. And I love that message. I mean, it really takes the collaboration to a whole other level.
I had someone say the same thing to me. They came up to me and they said, look, I've gone to a number of different conferences, but typically when I'm talking to somebody that does the same thing as me, this is a QSO to QSO, you know, like, businesses don't talk to each other about what they're doing so that they both get better. Here they are. You know, I love too that in the way our exhibit, we call it the network and exhibit lounge, right? It's set up. I love the setup that it actually encourages the networking in this space, which is creating this environment for dynamic dialogues ongoing with those who have wonderful solutions to introduce to those who are attending. I love that it just doesn't feel weird. Like, it's not stuffy. You know how that is. It's like, wait a minute, you're about to walk up to me to sell me something. Oh, I wasn't ready. I'm tired. Like, it's not that kind of environment.
Exactly.
Everybody's just finding a way to connect, and
it's very natural. Very organic here. I want to talk about what you guys want to achieve goals-wise. What did you guys want to achieve this time around at NetQSO? Again, your first one.
Yeah.
So I think you just want to get through it. But I'm sure you want way more than that, obviously. Yeah. I'm just kidding there. Any goals you guys want to achieve on this one? Or
I think what we wanted to do is make sure that we were successful in communicating where we are going and how we plan to grow forward, right? So it was important for us this year to blend familiar with fresh. When you're navigating change, you know, managing the pace of that is important. And so I thought it was important for me to have an opportunity to at least see what this looks like.
Yeah.
But it was also important to take what was and find a way to make it fresher.
Of
so
course.
We really did that. You know,
yeah,
we livened some things up. We brought a new energy around a lot of things. People love things. We have a lot of fun with video here. I know you can see. So that was fun. I am a sneakerhead, so we made shoes a thing here. I think next year, like, people are going to be wearing sneakers at this conference. It's going to be an entire thing.
You.
Like, who's going to have the best sneakers on? Because people loved it, right? But for us, it really was, can we make sure that, one, we create an atmosphere where people feel a fresh energy coming in?
Yeah.
And then also, can we convey where we're going well enough that people are ready to take that journey with us? I'll share with you, it is our endeavor next year to take the conference in a bold new direction, in ways in which we haven't quite seen just yet, to serve some needs in our industry that we believe there are some gaps in. So there is an entirely unique and different experience being curated for next year, but we needed to make sure that everyone was aware of and excited about the future that we're growing.
So I was going to ask you, when and where is it next year, and what can we expect? But if that's still under wraps,
I know it's kind of like, you know,
I was just trying to get a nugget. That's all right.
It will be this. I'll give you this hint.
Okay,
it will graduate
you.
From a conference and experience.
Okay,
that's your hint.
All right,
right. You go with it. Go with that where you want to. Right. It will be in Las Vegas next year.
Awesome.
We'll be at the Wynn.
Okay.
April 14th through the 17th. And I believe that it's going to be phenomenal. I cannot wait to introduce to the industry where we're going to take the experience next and why it's going to be important for all of you who are watching this, no matter what corner of the industry you work in, to be a part of what we're doing here. I already know that you have FOMO because, you know, I know what it feels like when I'm not at a conference. I'll tell you a story. I was supposed to be at PSU Co-op's member forum last week. I was registered. I had a plane ticket. I had a hotel. And all of a sudden, to me, out of nowhere, the day before, I'm about to fly out, schools are shutting down, and, you know, we're getting this bad weather. I wake up to I consider a baby hurricane on Wednesday, and I didn't get to make it there. So all of the posts, they really created FOMO in me, and I'm really hoping that we did the same.
Yeah, no, I've seen a lot of stuff on LinkedIn and Twitter. Oh, yeah. You get plenty of that.
No, you gotta be here. Come on.
Exactly. I hear you. Yeah, I think you're going to get a lot more people coming at you for sure. All right, Ronaldo. I know you got lots of people here to talk to and probably some rest to get at some point.
Something
who
like
knows?
That, right? And a family to catch up.
And a family. That's right. I heard you brought your family, too. Well done. Well done on that. So, yeah. Thank you, as always, for your time and your insights.
Thank
and
you.
I love your... Pardon the cliche, but thinking outside the box type stuff. I love that. I think it's so refreshing. So
thank you so much.
Don't ever let that go. All right?
I will not. I appreciate it.
All right, Ronaldo. Thank you so much again. Keep up the good work, and look forward to the next chat down the road.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
Nakiso Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Tricen, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonify, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.